in the paradise, in the best place that you should live in that spiritual mind of yourself, this will grow. This is how one word coming out of the mouth of somebody will build up something, because this is just a seed. This is just repeating something, meditating. That sentence by itself is not that important, but that repetition and the goal is there.
Your praise and glorification does not resemble the bird, though the bird's semen is wind and air. When altruism and almsgiving has grown up from your hand, this hand becomes on yonder side date palms and herbage.
Now that translation, you see, being generous, when you do something generously and you pay your taxes, what is it? So this hand of you will look like a plant which will give sugar and sweet to everyone. That's what it is. You should see whatever you do is giving something to public, to this we. That's the important stuff. Yes?
The water, your renunciation, became a river of water in paradise. Your love and affection is a river of milk in paradise. Delight in devotion became a river of honey. Behold your intoxication and longing as a river of wine.
What is that? What was these two verses? Do you know how the paradise is? They say paradise, there are four creeks running always in the paradise. One is water, the second is milk, the third is honey, and the fourth is
wine.
Of course, Muslims, they don't talk about the fourth one. Then they say, had asked someone that, okay, in the paradise, is there wine? Say, of course there is wine, but it doesn't make you drunk. What's good about that wine? If it doesn't make, it just tastes like wine? They don't talk about it, because they interpret it literally. They think that there is a stream of milk. We know it's not that. What is it? Count these four creeks. First one was?
Water.
Second one? Did it click somehow? The first one is the water, which is the simplest kind of knowledge. The milk is something that will go from one generation to the other one, like the tradition. About the honey, I don't need to explain. You have to forget about the supermarket and these nasty kind of honey they give you. In the time of Rumi, honey is, first of all, is very limited. And it's a little bit dangerous and difficult to have. And it's the best sweet stuff they know. The chocolate of Switzerland was not invented yet. That's the honey. And about the wine, you know why the wine. He says, okay, these four stuff that it's over there and it's happening, let me explain it to you. First of all, the water is the patience. When you learn the patience and you're a patient fellow, so the water of heaven is running for you. That's the first thing. Then the kindness in you is that milk. And loving to admire and understand the hub is that sweet stuff which is honey, and you becoming drunk and being happy is that wine. So if somebody is patient, okay, and he's kind, and he loves to admire her, that guy is the happiest fellow, because that guy is living in paradise. That's what we mean about paradise. Yes?
These causes did not resemble those effects. None knows how he installed it in the place of that. Since these causes were to your command, the four rivers likewise showed obedience to you.
Ah, the sage that I'm talking about, it's some other state of mind that just like cause and effect, which you could control by your brain, you just could control these four process of happiness. Yes?
You make them flow in whatever direction you wish. As that quality was, such do you make it to be. As your semen, which is at your command, the progeny thereof are ready to obey your command. Your young son runs at your command, saying, I am the part of thee which thou didst deposit. That quality was obedient to your command in this world. Likewise, those rivers flow at your command. Those trees are obedient to you, because those trees are fruitful by your qualities. Since these qualities are obedient to your command here, so your recompense is at your command there.
Again, he plays with it and he will keep repeating it. That, okay, whatever you do, will change everything and will change your future and will change your feeling. It's like this universe. Look at it. Here, cause and effect is in your control. Over there, all those happinesses will be in your control. It's like having a baby. What is having a baby? You don't have a baby. You just have your semen. But when you work, when you share it with a lady, then later a baby will come out, and that baby is not like the sexual feeling you felt 9 months ago for half an hour. This is something different. This is like the trees. Imagine that the trees. Do you remember the trees? Do you remember the Prophet Khudar? That's what it is, the greenery, the blowing, all that will be in your control. How? By doing all of these good adjectives we are counting for the human being. Yes?
Since these qualities are obedient to your command here, so your recompense is at your command there. When blows proceeded from your hand against the victim of injustice, they became a tree. The zakum grew from them.
Yeah, I'll do like that. Have you ever had a piece of zakum? Have you? Anyone? Uh-huh. Zakum is an Arabic name for the worst taste on the earth. They say zakum to that. Here you will say, when you do something bad to someone, this is growing a tree which the fruit is awful. Surprise? Yep.
When in anger you threw fire into hearts, you became the source of hellfire.
When you're angry and you fire the heart of the people, of course in your paradise there will be a fire, so it's not paradise, it becomes the hell. Yes?
Since here your fire was burning mankind, That which was born of it was kindling men. Your fire makes an attack on the people. The fire that sprang from it rushes against the people.
Wait a minute, I'm lost. Are you listening? You know you personally who's trying to plead. Are you following? What's going on? Let's go back. The story was, last paragraph was a short one that Hamzer will come naked. Right? Next paragraph, here started. First couple of verses, everything was finished. Hamza explained that, listen, I was young, the meaning of life was different to me. So the death was the end of life. Now, somebody opened my eyes. I could see it, that death is just turning one page. That page turning will kill the animal. But not the soul, not the spirit. That's what I want to talk about. Look at it. It transferred from here to there, from the hand to the stick of Moses, the serpent and all that. And little by little, he realized he needs to explain it better, be more precise. But there is no precision because we want to talk about beyond the logic. So logically, it doesn't make sense. So try it, this and that and that and that, to bring it to look at you. Whatever you do to we will come back to you, and it's not similar, even. So whatever you do, you should think about what is the outcome of this for we, not for me. Yes?
Your words resembling snakes and scorpions have become snakes and scorpions and are seizing your tail. You kept the friends of God waiting. You will be kept waiting at the resurrection. Your promise tomorrow and the day after tomorrow has become your waiting on the day of congregation.
Do you remember the story I love in Masnavi? It transferred from the guy sitting on a wall being thirsty to a fellow who was planting the wrong stuff. Remember? And he was saying, I will do it tomorrow, after tomorrow. He said, there is no after tomorrow. Because I don't know after tomorrow who are you. I don't know even if after tomorrow you're here. Even tomorrow is not here. Now, this moment, this is the moment which is the end of the time. Do you remember? This is the resurrection moment. This is the judgment moment. He said, whoever asks you about the judgment day, you should stand up and say, here now. This is what the judgment is. Planning for after tomorrow I will do this. No, whatever I do today will build me for after tomorrow. It depends what do I do today and tomorrow, then after tomorrow I could decide about it. Yes?
You will remain waiting on that long day, engaged in rendering an account and in the soul-consuming sun. Because you were wont to keep heaven waiting and sow the seed of, I will go on the way tomorrow.
You see how many times they talk about that 100,000 days or years or, I don't know, centuries from now, which is the judgment day. They talk about very long future. Why? Here he explained, you know why? Because you don't do anything today, you will say later, later, and everything for you goes later. But the death doesn't listen to you, and the outcome is not listening to you. Even your waiting, is not doing whatever you're supposed to do. So